back on. Thank you, Brother Dylan. Don't tell me he can't do it. God's got it. God's got it. In Jesus' name. God's got it. When you don't know what's going on, God's got it. Preached last Sunday on the rich young ruler. And this week, I just want to come out of Joshua chapter number 1. And nobody, you have to understand this when you get into this. You're talking about a man that had a faith, but never had been a leader. You're talking about a man that had all kinds of things going on for him, but never been here before. Boy, somebody can say that, amen? Man, I tell you what, but I ain't never been here before. I'm thankful this morning that God's got it. I'm thankful that it's not up to me if God's got it. God's got his end. He'll never let go of his end. I want to take you, if you will, for a few moments, Joshua chapter number 1. We're going to read 1 through 9. I'll give you just a little background, preach a little bit, and go home. I ask you before we get into it to be in prayer. Brother Jerry Hanready, Miss Margaret went home to be with the Lord yesterday. Keep them in your prayers. And God, just watch over them as the days to come. Ask for prayer there. Joshua 1, God's got it. Ask you to stand. As we reverence the reading of God's word, Joshua 1, 1 through 9. When you leave today, you're going to have encouragement. You're going to have confidence that you can't, but God can. I agree that in Jesus' name. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. He was a minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever soever thou goest. Our Father and our God, I thank you that you've got it. I thank you that you're in control. I thank you that you're on the throne. I thank you this morning. There's nothing you can't heal. There's nothing that you can't deliver. There's nobody that you cannot save. You can save anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere. You can heal any situation. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I ask you this morning to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let me encourage your people this morning. I pray this morning, when we walk out, we can say it's been good to be in your house. Lord, I pray when the time of invitation come, I pray that one that may be dealing with something would come to this altar and they'd do business with you this morning before it's eternally too late. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I glorify you. And it's in Jesus' most holy, precious name and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated this morning. This morning as we come to Joshua chapter 1, 1 through 9, I want to say that God's got it. No matter what you're going through in 2026, hey, God has got it. Joshua's Moses' minister. I'm talking about a man of God. He was the minister for Moses. And Joshua had spied out the promised land. Joshua and Caleb was the only ones that had faith to take the promised land. And now Joshua has come to a place in his life that Moses is dead. Moses is not asleep. He's not going to wake up. He's not going to come back. He's never going to pass this way again. And now Joshua has come to the place that God has told him that you're the man. You're the next one that's got to step up. You're the one that's got to take control. You're the one that's going to take over. And he told him, I want you to do something. I want you now to lead the children of Israel. I want you to lead these millions of people. And he is the first name. He is the first one named in the verse that the Lord is going to encourage you, for the task is at hand. He said, I'm going to encourage you. I've got this. All you have to do is to step out by faith. All you have to do is move by faith. All you have to do is go forward. And this morning I want to encourage you that God's got it in your life as well. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face in this life, God has got it. He's going to help you. He's going to take care of you. My daughter, and I always love to talk about my family, and I'm sorry about that. If you was up here, you'd want to talk about your family too. You'd want to talk about the blessings that God has done in your life. And I've been telling Kaylee all the way through nursing school that God's got it, that God's going to take care of you, that God's going to help you. Don't you give up, don't you give in. For not one skinny minute do you doubt what God can do. And I want you to know that she went in Thursday to take that NCLEX, to take that test to be an RN. And before she went in, she said, Daddy, let me show you what I've got in my shoe. I remember back in when she was in high school going to be a cheerleader and she was going to try out. We took a pocket cross and we stuck it in her shoe and we prayed every single day. We prayed that God would bless. You say, preacher, why do you do that? Because at my home, that's the only way it works. And if God's in the middle, amen? And I want you to know, when she went into nursing school, she took that pocket cross and she put it in them nursing shoes, and she could have wore any pair of shoes that she wanted to when she went to take that test, but she chose to wear her nursing school shoes. And in the bottom of them shoes was another pocket cross, and when she first put it in, she'd be the first to tell you that it wasn't comfortable, that it's not easy. You can feel it everywhere you go. Hey, but the more you walk with God, the more you walk with Him, the more He walks with you, your life can understand that God's got it. Hey, no longer do you understand, no longer do you feel that that's in your shoe. You're relying on God. I want you to know, she come out of that test. I said, baby, how do you feel? How do you think you've done? She said, Daddy, God's got it. Hey, God's got it. I believe I've passed that test. And I want you to know, when we found out the next morning, we got on shouting ground. I'm telling you what, I got me a retirement plan now. Can I get an amen? Hey, no longer do I have to pour into her. Hey, she can pour into her old daddy. Hey, I want you to know this morning, I'm so thankful this morning that God's got it. You can tell your children, don't worry about it. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is give it to God that God's got it. Don't you be that parent that wiggles down and says, hon, I don't know what we're going to do. Hey, parents, if you don't know what to do, and even when you do know what to do, you tell your kids, just give it to God. Amen. You say, preacher, why does God got it? I want to show you in these few verses why God's got it. Number one, He's got it because He'll guide you. He's got your life because He will guide you. Here's what He said in verse number 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. He told him, he said, I want you to get up. You got to do something. I want you to get up from where you're at. He said, I want you to arise, go over this Jordan, thus and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even unto the children of Israel. I say to you in verse number 2, He said, I will guide you. If you will get up and you won't get complacent and you won't sit down on me, I won't sit down on you. If you'll do what I've called you to do and you be a light in what I've called you to do, I'll be with you everywhere your foot goes. Everywhere that soul trods, it shall be yours. 8 times in 9 verses, God said, I will be with you, referring to Himself. 8 times in 9 verses. I don't know about you, but if God told me one time that He is with me, that's good. But if He tells me 8 times in 9 little verses, that is good. Can I get an amen? He said in verse number 2, that He is with you, that He is going to guide you. He said in verse number 3, that every place A foot shall tread, that have I given you. He said it in verse number 2. He said it in verse number 3. He said it in verse number 5. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. He said it in verse number 6. He said, I swear unto the fathers to give to them. He said in verse number 9, he said, I have commanded thee to be strong and of good courage. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Friends, I don't know about you this morning, but that puts me on shouting ground knowing that God's got it. Amen. He said, He has got you because He'll guide you. Now listen to me. I thank God that He saved my soul. But I thank God He didn't save me and leave me. I thank God He saved me and now He's guiding me. I thank God that He's not my co-pilot. I thank God He's my pilot. I thank God He's the one that runs my life. He's the one that gives me them little nudges along the way and shows me which way to go. The guide knows the way if you'll just follow the guide. Number one, he said in verse number 2, I will guide you. Let me show you in verse number 5, not only will he guide you in verse number 2, but in verse number 5, he'll guard you. He said, I'll guide you along the way, but as long as you go in the way that I've called you to go, you don't have to worry about not one thing. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if I'm guiding you, I'm going to guard you. Now, when you step out on your own and you ain't got God in the middle of it, when you step out on your own, you own your own. But if you'll step out when God says step and you do what God says to do, not only will He guide you, but He'll guard you. I have never seen anybody that God is leading that He's let them down, not one skinny minute. Look in verse number 5. He said, I won't only guide you, but I'll guard you. Friends, I don't know about you, but I thank God for His protection on my life, don't you? I thank God that He's guarded me. There's times I should be dead. I'm talking about dead, 6 foot deep in the ground. I'm talking about dead. But God's hand was on me and He saved me. He guides me and He guards me. Look in verse number 5. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. What does that mean, preacher? That means if you'll do what I've called you to do, I'll lead you where you need to go. I'll make a way when there is no way. I'll clear the path when it's cluttered, and I'll take care of you. He says this, there shall not be any man to be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. I want to show you how He'll guard you. I am so thankful this morning that He uses this right here in verse number 5. In verse number 5, He said, ain't nothing He can't do, by the way. God's got it. But I got to show you this in the Bible. When I read this, He says this, all the days of thy life. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to guard you. I'm going to guide you all the days of your life. As I was with, you talking about a promise. Hagin Scott, you ain't no different than Moses. Tony Woodham, you ain't no different than Moses. He said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you too. Moses wasn't no greater, he wasn't no bigger, he wasn't no badder. He was just a man that loved God and followed God. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it. If you'll stay with me, I'll show you the same things I showed Moses. I'll do the same things in your life that I did in Moses' life. When there's a sea that needs to be parted, I'll part the sea. When there's a law that needs to be given, I'll give it. When you need a follower, you can follow me. As I promised to Moses. I want to ask you this morning, you look around and you say, I wished I had what they had in their life. Man, it may be because they're following God. Talk to me, somebody. Why was that promise made to Moses? Because he was following God. A lot of people wants the blessings of God, but they don't want to follow God. You will not get His blessings, you will not get His approval, and you will not get what you need from God if you're not willing to follow God. God's got it, but you got to follow Him. You got to get in line. You got to let Him guide you, and you got to let Him guard you. Let me show you this in the text. He says, though I was with Moses, he says this, at the parting of, think about what Moses did. He parted the Red Sea. God was with him. They was going to kill him, and he parted the Red Sea, and they went across on dry ground. Scholars try to tell you that it wasn't dry ground. I got good news. It was dry ground. The parting of the Red Sea, the receiving of the Ten Commandments. Man, is that not something? As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. He brought Moses up. He put him in the cliff of the rock. All Moses wanted to do was see the face of God. He wanted to see God. And you know what God told him? He said, you can't see my face, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put you in the cliff of the rock. There is a place that I can put you, and you can see my hind parts when I come by. You know what Moses did? He got in the place that God told him to get. And when God passed by, he seen what he needed to see. This morning, if you'll get where God wants you to be, you'll see what you need to see. There is protection in the presence of God. I see that God will guide you. I see that God will guard you in verse number 5. He said, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And here's what he said. He said, I'm going to guide you and I'm going to guard you. When you first got saved, you heard the Holy Spirit very audibly. I believe that. That's probably one of the best times you hear the Holy Spirit, when you first got saved. And He is trying to guide you. And He is trying to guard you. But to follow God the way He wants you to, He's got to grow you. Not only does He guide you and guard you, but He's got to grow you. And He's got to let things happen in your life that grows you, that'll grow you. I want you to know this morning. I believe God is growing up a bunch of folks around here. I don't know if we'll turn the world upside down, but as long as we turn the community upside down. I'm not worried about the world. I'm worried about the community I live in. I'm worried about the home my kids raise up in. I'm worried about what they hear daddy say. I'm worried about what they hear mama say. I'm worried that they don't hear mom and daddy fight and fuss and carry on and all that mess. I want them to know what a home is. And in my life as a Christian, I want you to know this. God's got it. And He has guided me along the way and showed me. And He has guarded me and kept me safe. But one of the greatest things He's done in my life is He's had to grow me. When I got saved, I just didn't follow in trusting Him. I still had doubt. Could He do it? Would He do it? How can He do it? And when you got to have all the pieces of the puzzle, you ain't believing. When you got to have everything laid out before you to see the path before you'll take a step, you ain't believing. To follow God and say, God, You got it, and I know You do, is when it don't line up, the add button don't add up, and the subtract button don't subtract right, but you still follow God. You still follow Him. He'll grow you. I come today to encourage you on this. Look with me, if you will, in verse 6 and 7. Not only will He guide, not only will He guard, but He'll grow you. I want to ask anybody in this room that's been saved any time, how much have you grown in Christ Jesus? You should have grown a bunch. You should have grown a bunch. You should not be where you was when you first got saved. You should not be on the milk of the Word. You should have grown thereby. And what grows you is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Moses is dead. Now Joshua's fixing to be the commanding officer. He's never been a commanding officer before. He's been a minister. He's just been behind Moses. He's been behind the shot caller. God's been giving it to Moses. Moses has been giving it to the people. Now he's dead. And you say, well, it's over with. Oh, no, when you die, somebody will take your place. You say, well, this church won't run without me. Leave and see who gets in your seat. Huh? When I think this church won't run without me, watch who gets behind that pulpit. It ain't never been about me, and it ain't never been about you. It's been about Jesus Christ. It's been about Him. When He becomes the bright and morning star in this place, and He becomes the lily of the valley, and He becomes the rose of Sharon, and everything we do focuses on Him, this place will be what God's called it to be. Then He'll start growing us, because God's got it. Folks, this morning I want you to know this. He said, I want to grow you. And to grow you, sometimes He has to sit you. I can't stand that. Can you, Brother Brent? I can't stand being set down. I like to go wide open. The more I do, the more productive I feel. But that ain't what God says to do all the time. There's times you got to take a step back and say, God, I don't know what You're doing, but I'm going to trust You, and I'm going to wait right here till You do what You want to do in my life. Look with me in verse 6 and verse number 7. Look, here's what He told Joshua. He said, Moses is dead. You're anxious. You're worried. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You got a big test coming up. Jericho's coming. You don't know if you're going to pass that test. Praise God, Kaylee. You got a big test coming up. You don't know if you're going to pass it or not. You don't know what's going to happen. You got things coming up. You don't know what you're going to do. Quit worrying and start trusting. If you worry, and I'm a good worry wart. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. I can worry with the best of them. Tires ain't even bald yet. I mean, you stick a penny in there, barely can see the head of the president. You know what I'm saying? It's covering it all up. And I'm like, I need to get a hold of Kevin. I need a set of tires. She's like, them things are good. I said, yeah, but they may wear out. They may get a hole in it. You know what I'm saying? How long is it for an oil change? You got 2,000 miles of oil change. Yeah, but I need to get on the list because you know what I'm saying? I might go on a trip and I might need a change, you know? And she's like, calm down. Do you worry about everything? Yeah. Yeah. Because when I'm worrying, I'm ahead of my leader. I'm ahead of my father. He said, here's what he told him. He said, here's all I want you to do to grow. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide and inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Verse 7. Only. Only. What's God called you to do? only, this is Joshua. He's fixing to be the leader. Only be thou strong. He said, all I want you to do is be strong in me, in Jesus Christ. That's a job in itself. Only be thou strong and very courageous. You know what being courageous is? Is when you don't have a clue, but you step out in faith anyway. It's easy to step out when everything's good. It's easy to step out when everything's lying. It's easy to step out when your bank account's full. It's easy to step out when everything's good in life and your health's good and everything's good. It's easy to step out. It's easy to step out when everything's lined up and your kids are behaving and everything's going great. It's easy to do them things. But where the rubber meets the road is when it's not easy. When the rubber meets the road is when it's not convenient. Where the rubber meets the road is when everything's not where it needs to be, but you still got to step out and say, God, I can't, but you can. God's got it. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He brought Moses back up. He brought the law back up. Why did he do that? He said, you be strong, you be courageous, and you live accordingly. And I'm going to take care of you. Folks, he says this right here, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand. What does that mean? You get on that straight and narrow and don't you turn off of it. You get on that narrow road, you get following Jesus Christ, don't you go to the right, don't you go to the left. I don't care if family wants you to go to the right, family wants you to go to the left. I don't care if friends wants you to go to the right or wants you to go to the left. I don't care if your job and the money you make is wanting you to bend the rules a little bit. You stay on that straight path. What he's going to say, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that whatsoever thou mayest do, I will prosper you wherever you go. He said, not only am I going to guide you, not only am I going to guard you, not only am I going to grow you. Man, that's good, ain't it? He'll grow you. He'll grow you. Me and Kaylee went to get a, and I talk about her a lot. Man, man, God is using this in my life. We went to take her off of my checkings account. I got to give y'all this. I'm one of them parents. And we went to take her off the checkings account. And we were sitting there, and the little lady said, okay. Said, but don't you want on there to be able to change money, move money, do stuff? And she said, yeah, I want daddy on there. I said, no, I don't want to be on there. She said, what? I said, I don't want no authority over her money. Now, you may have your opinion. That's fine. I said, put me down as a beneficiary if she dies, you know. But her day-to-day transaction, she's 21 year old. In my heart, Brother Greg Yates was beating out of my mind, get on that account, have control over it, make sure what she's spending on, make sure. And the whole time the Holy Spirit said, have you raised her? Yes, sir. I'm sitting there in that office with that other lady and they ain't got a clue, me and the Holy Ghost is talking. Her and Kaylee's talking up, and I'm over there getting eat up by the Holy Ghost. He said, have you raised her? Yes, sir. Do you trust her? Yes, sir. Do you trust me that I've allowed you to raise her in the right way? Now you got to let her go. You got to let her go. Let me show you what I can do in her life. There's too many parents holding on, and they need to let go and let God. Amen? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Give your children to God. Let God have them. Let God do a work in their life. Man, I'm telling you, if I got on that account, I would manage everything she did. I would look at her business more than I looked at my own business. First time as a daddy, I had to take my hands off the wheel. You know what God's done in my life, Sister Patsy? He's guided me. He's guarded me. He growed me. I seen that sitting in that office. I so bad want to be all in her business, I'm telling you, because I might need $1,000 I could transfer over in my account. You a preacher, you wouldn't do that. I might if I was in a tight. I'd give it back to her. Might give her $10 on top of it. She owes me. That's what the devil will tell you. She owes me anyway. Let me tell you what God will tell you. Man, I'm telling you, it's been on my heart. I want you to know God's got it. He said, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to guide you. I'm going to guard you. And if you'll let me grow you, I'll be good to you. If you'll let me grow you, I'll be good to you. Does anybody in here want a bad boss? But here's what the thing is. When somebody gets a bad employer, everybody knows about it. They get a good employer, nobody knows about it. They shut their mouth. They don't say nothing about them. You know why? Because they don't want nobody else to have that blessing. They might get my job. I ain't going to say nothing more. He's a good boss. He gave me a good bonus. They hush their mouth about a good employer. There's not a person in this room can complain about Jesus Christ. Ain't a person in this room complain about God because he's been good to you. He's been good to me. I want to show you what he told Moses. Here's what he told Moses. And Joshua knew he had told Moses this. Numbers chapter number 6. Put that on there for me, Brother Dylan. Numbers chapter number 6. He said, if you'll just let me get all up in your life, I'll be good to you. I'll be good to you. You said, well, the Lord's good to me, preacher. I got money and I'm breathing. I'm this. Hey, lost man got money. They probably got more money than saved people. I'm breathing. Lost man breathing. I mean, don't mean God's good because you're breathing. What's good? Come on down there about number. Where we at? 6? Run down there about 23, somewhere around there. Let the Lord be gracious. But speak unto Aaron. Come on down there. Flip through there. Oh, there we go. Go back up there to 24. There it is. Hey, I can't remember everything. I have a bad memory. But I know he's been good to me. Here's what he told him. He says, what I've done to Moses, I'll do to you. That's a promise. Brianna, what he done to Moses, he'll do for Brianna Egger. He will. He won't hold nothing from you. If you'll let him be all in your life, he won't hold nothing from you. He'll be good to you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Here's what he told him in the book of Numbers. What was he doing in Numbers? Numbering the people, numbering the tribes. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. You talking about good? He going to bless you and he going to keep you. 25. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. If his face shine upon you, your face ought to shine. The Lord make his face shine upon me and be gracious unto thee. 26. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee. That means his presence. He's going to put it upon thee and give you peace. Come on with me there. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Don't leave it right there. How good's God been to you? I hear people all the time say, God's got it, God's got it. And they worry more than anybody. If God's got it, I shouldn't be worrying. And he said, be only strong and courageous. And fear not or be dismayed. And dismayed is this, anxious, depression, worry, just all kind of feelings that takes over. I want to ask somebody this morning. Child of God is who I'm talking to. Where are you at in your life? Where are you at? Has he not done showed you enough that he can do it again? He can do it. He can do it. Why ain't we trusting him? You say this place is full. Preacher, why you? I don't care how full it is. I'm worried about it. That we trust him. The songwriter wrote, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This week, I promise you that he's going to lay something out before you that you ain't going to know what to do. And if everything comes to life, you got an answer for it, you'll know it all. And that's not good. If everything that comes to your life, you know everything, you got everything figured out, and you answer it, and you know everything, and there's never, everything's took care of, you're a know-it-all, and that's not good. That means you're doing it your way and not his way. There's got to be something in your life that you got to say, I don't know. I don't know. I'm out of it. God, you got to touch this. And this week, I challenge you, as the pastor of this church, I challenge you. I challenge you to say, God's got it. And I'm going to let him guide me for the next 7 days till I come back. I'm going to let him guard me. I'm going to let my guard down against him. You can have a guard up against him. You can. Just you got a guard up. You can have your guard up. God, I don't know if you can. Man, that displeases him. He's looking for somebody that's so humble and so know that they can't do it. And he'll say, I'll work in your life. That you'll let it down and let him guard you. Let him grow you in the next 7 days. And I promise you, you'll walk in this place next week and say, man, God's been good to me. I've seen things that there was no way. I love it when y'all sung in hospital visits and cancer and addiction. He stepped in. He stepped in. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but this altar is open. But we're fixing to have a time of invitation. And I know I'm talking to people. I know you. And you worry about everything. You're just not sure. Listen to your news. We're living in uncertain times. We might be living in certain times in this world, but there are some things certain. God will never leave you nor forsake you. You can write that down. That's certain. And I want to ask you this morning. Second Sunday in 2026. When's the last time you've been to an altar and you say, God, I've got things out before me that I need you. That I need you. And I've done made my mind up on the way I'm going with it, and I've not even asked your approval. You know what Joshua did? He said, I got to have him. I'm fixing to get in a battle I can't handle, and I need God. A lot of times we worry about stuff that never comes to pass. And that, why? Because God steps in the middle and takes care of it. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning that when they leave this place, they can say, God's got it, and I'm going to let him have it. Father, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, I just come in with that on my heart this morning that, God, you have got it. Lord, there may be somebody sitting here. I don't have a clue what anybody's going through in this place, but there may be somebody sitting here with a doctor's report that they're going to get results on. Or maybe they got to go for a doctor's report. And Lord, I speak that in the name of Jesus, that when they go, Father, they've been worrying what it's going to say. But you tell us you've got it. You tell us that you've got it. And Lord, for us to lay that in your hands, to lay that at your feet. Father, we may have things going on in our lives that we just don't know what to do. And we've not heard your voice on a certain situation. We've just not heard audibly what you want us to hear or do. And that, I truly believe, is the time you're growing us. That we don't make a decision, that we do wait a minute and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will. Lord, bless your people today. Bless this time of invitation. That one that is doubting right now, I pray they come walking to this altar. Let us pray with them, pray for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, as Joshua knowed, he had battles coming up. He had faith in you. And Lord, all his people seen when he had faith in you. And Father, he didn't surround himself with a bunch of naysayers. He surrounded himself in the presence and the power and the perfect will of God Almighty. And Lord, you've done a mighty work through Joshua. And Lord, there's people in this place right now that all we want is to surround ourselves with you. And Lord God, that you do a perfect will in this place, your will. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. I ask you to stand.